Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartocket, on this Wednesday. The question is the census question on citizenship, and it has spurred states now to join in a lawsuit, Alan. At least 12 states signaled they would challenge the Trump administration's plan to ask people if they are citizens on the 2020 census.
Well, David, I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be. I can only guess that it's going to be allowed. But we do know the whole idea among certain politicians, usually Republicans, is the more you limit the turnout, the fewer people at the lower end of the social and political spectrum will come out and vote. The more you make somebody come up with a driver's license, the more you make them recite a part of the Constitution, which, of course, has been outlawed for quite a while now. The idea is you stop people from voting by making it more difficult to vote. In the case of the census, you see the extension. You know, you have to write whether you're a citizen or not. Oh, yeah, right. People who are here and who are here without the benefit of law are going to tell you that they're not citizens when the census happens. No, they're going to avoid the census taker. Now, the reason this is important is because the Constitution calls for a census, and it has to be everybody who lives there, not who is a citizen. Because if a state has to provide services, if the federal government has to provide services, this is very important. Well, people on our panel in the morning have been warning about this for a long time. The whole idea is if you make people answer that question, they are loath to be counted. And if they're not counted, the services, and then much more importantly, the gerrymander takes place. Every 10 years, you're going to see a group of people reapportioning the Congress. If there are fewer people, for example, in bluer states, because a lot of people who are not legal will not answer, therefore they don't count, therefore other states get more congresspeople and New York loses them, which they've been doing, for example. So that's what this is all about.
From there, three separate headlines, Alan. The first is a secret meeting between North Korea's Kim Jong-un and China's Xi Jinping. The second being Donald Trump, the president, securing a trade deal with South Korea, which has to do with car makers in the steel industry. And the third, we're hearing North Korea firing up a reactor, which may upset potential coming Trump-Kim talks.
Well, we do know that the president likes to surround himself with war hawks, so I'm not so sure where this is all starting, but obviously we're in for another round. The train goes to China. That's extraordinarily important. This is the first time Kim Jong-un will have been out of North Korea since he took over, I believe, that we know about. We do know that the Chinese have been playing a mitigating role in the North Korean crisis. So the fact that the North Korean leader goes to see the Chinese leader indicates to many of us that something big is really up. And my bet is that the Chinese are more concerned about preserving what they consider to be the new trading relationships and world order. And if the North Korean leader is going, he may be going to plead his case. But that's a big maybe. We really don't know.
From the Washington Post, President Donald Trump, who repeatedly insisted during the 2016 campaign that Mexico would pay for a wall along the southern border, is privately pushing the U.S. military to fund construction of his signature project.
Well, David, they've just allocated a whole hell of a lot of money for the military. Yesterday, John Faso in the 19th District said to me there was terror among the military because our ships are not in good shape, our planes aren't. Now wait a minute. You mean to say we need that money for the military so badly to make sure we can keep up and that our armed forces are in good shape, and you're going to take that money away from the military? And you're going to give it to the wall, which most people believe we do not need? Does that make sense? I don't think so.
Let's continue with your conversation with Congressman Faso, New York's 19th District, of course, a Republican, and the issue that's been at the forefront with the marches on Saturday from students around the country and the world after the Parkland shooting and Faso's record with the NRA.
Well, Faso gets money from the NRA. He claims it's not that much, but he takes money from the NRA. He has an A-plus rating from the NRA. At one point, he has an A rating as he goes along. The big question I asked him, because he kept saying, let's make sure that the mentally ill don't get guns. And I'm, you know, of the opinion, and I said so to him, it's an honest discussion. Wait a second now, do you believe in universal background checks? Well, there was a little bit of hemming and hawing about the whole thing, and he did say, well, he was not really for it because what if a father wanted to give a gun to a kid? Well, to me, universal background checks are essential. And yes, if a kid is unstable, are you telling me that the father should be allowed to give a gun to an unstable kid? Sure. Universal background checks means exactly what it means. Universal.